Moncrief on News Talk.
We're going to talk about the Smug Hair Club.
Yes,
quick,
absolutely.
Quick recovery.
Yeah.
Jonathan DeVarca Butler, journalist. Tell me all about the Smug Hair Club.
Yeah, well, look, this was an article that was proposed to me by my editor in the Irish Examiner, Irene Fian. I think I've been writing with the Examiner for maybe 12 or 13 years at this stage, and they get me to do, sometimes they get me to do sort of mad things.
Yeah.
Like they got me to walk down Grafton Street in my pyjamas a good few years ago.
Right.
And I remember doing a thing one time with Henry McKean for World Generosity Day or something like that. And we went around Dublin giving away free stuff. We paid for 10 people
the
to go over.
Things you have to do.
Yeah, paid for 10 people to go over the toll bridge, and we bought a round of pints for people in McDade's and various different things like that. So anyway, they get me to do stuff like this.
Yeah.
To kind of slightly embarrass myself.
Right.
So anyway, she knows I have a good head of hair on me.
Which I can attest, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Head of hair
yeah. And if people want to look, you can have a look at my Instagram page and at DeVarca Butler. And in there, on that page, you'll see the photographs that they did for me. Right now, there was an upside and a downside. The downside was I got a terrible amount of slagging from my friends, as you can imagine, because they were supposed to be in sort of model style poses and that kind of thing.
Right.
And handsome fellas, no doubt about it, but I wouldn't exactly be a model at this stage in my life. The upside is that I was put on the same page as the likes of Brad Pitt, George Clooney and that kind of thing. And I suppose the central part of the article was the Smug Hair Club. It was about having a good head of hair in middle age and what were the benefits of it. And then we went into looking at baldness and various different things like that. So that was the, I know I've gone
the premise.
A long-winded way of telling you all about it, but that was the premise.
That was the premise. And why is it smug?
I don't know.
You feel smug about your fitness.
No, to be honest with you, before the article was proposed to me, I didn't really give it much thought. I just thought I was lucky more than anything.
Yeah.
But I think there's been a few campaigns. I think Daniel Craig did a campaign recently for some fashion brand. And you know, when you think of Daniel Craig and James Bond, it's usually fairly tightly cropped. But this, in this campaign, he's grown it out very long and it's quite wavy. It's a bit like Chesney Hawkes, the old pop singer. And it doesn't really suit him, if I'm completely honest.
No.
It's a bit of a surprise, but apparently people were going crazy for it. So, we started looking into whether, you know, it's a benefit to have hair in middle age and that kind of thing. And that's what it was. But it soon sort of morphed into more of an article about baldness.
Right, of course.
And whether
more
women
seriously,
find, whether women find men with bald hair.
And I noticed you had a 30-year reunion with your old school and you turned up. Now, I went to one of my reunions.
Right.
The one thing you notice is the guys who've gone bald. You haven't seen them since you were 18 or 19, whatever it is. And who's that guy?
You
don't recognise him. That's the one thing that's, for us poor men, the one that stands out is some of us go bald and some of us don't, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And it was commented on. Like, I mean, I that week I didn't have time to get my hair cut, so I went in with a great big bush of hair. It was like Eamon Dunphy a la 1990s, that kind of thing, you know? So there was a few comments about it, you know, God, you're a great head of hair and that kind of thing. So I suppose it's noticeable, right, when you do have it. So it's good to have it. Like, I mean,
it's great
to have it.
Did anybody say, is that a wig? No, you look real to me now, by the way. But I've got to talk about Donald Trump as well, though, because obviously I read somewhere that only 5 presidents have been bald.
Really?
Did you ever? There's a fact.
I never heard
historical
that.
Fact.
That's interesting.
And Trump himself has said, "Never let yourself go bald." Now he hasn't got. Now that you're a hair expert, he hasn't got a real head of hair, has he? He must have a massive comb.
I don't know.
I mean,
my kids and their friends used to shout this thing out the window when they've been driven back from school. Donald Trump wears a wig. I've never thought about it, whether he does or he doesn't.
I mean, it looks
good to me. Maybe he was one of the early beneficiaries of all the treatments he can get these days. So I did speak to a guy called Mark O'Sullivan, who owns the hair clinic down in Waterford. And I think he has a place in Cork as well. And so he was saying the one thing that he's noticed about people, you know, and who have their hairs thinning a little bit, that they're getting younger now, that people in their 20s and 30s are coming in. So I think the idea of being a little bit vain or being interested in how you look, people are more forthcoming about it these days than maybe they used to in the time of ancient days when we were sort of adult, be worrying about your looks.
That's right. We're more conscious now. A text has come in and it says, one of the sexiest men alive is bald, Jason Stratham.
Yeah, I mentioned him.
Stop shaming bald guys.
Oh, I wouldn't be shaming
him
at all.
Not
at all. No. I spoke to one of my friends in the article as well. Neil Brody is his name. And that was the first time I'd ever spoken to him about him being bald, actually. I've known him for over 20 years.
Yeah.
And I never noticed his baldness, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Because I've always known him as being bald.
Right.
And he's not bothered by it.
He's not bothered
he
at all.
He just shaves it off now and he deals with it. Like, yeah. And I can tell you, you know, he has done over the years, historically, he's done all right for himself.
Has he? Yes.
Sure has. Yeah, yeah.
So in your research, it's not a negative necessarily.
Oh, no. Attracting. Not at all. I mean, there was a few things. There was a few surveys in the piece. Now, you know, some of these are a bit questionable. I don't know if they'd pass the rigors of your particular right. lab, Luke, but there was one organisation called Get Hair, who I think have skin in the game because yeah. I think they do hair transplants and the like, and they found that 59% of the women that they asked find men with hair more attractive, and 45% of women said that men lose their attractiveness when they go bald.
Right.
But as I said, they have skin
you
and
be
hair
careful.
In the game.
You got to be careful. Always look who does the survey.
Absolutely.
Although I did see one statistic that Spain has the highest number of all men.
Apparently
44.5%.
Yeah.
The Irish were 38.6%. We're 16th. Overall, like the Olympics.
Yeah, absolutely.
For baldness, which isn't too bad. I suppose. Yeah. Another text has come in. Apparently, bald men are much smarter and more successful.
Well, I wonder, did that come in from a bald
That
man?
Is from a guy called Bald John.
Okay.
It says, from Wicklow. That explains that, doesn't it? Now, what about the treatment? If someone is bald, or they want to avoid going bald?
Yeah, so I only touched on this very briefly with Mark, and he said there's a few things you can do. The main thing is to get in early. If you think there's something wrong, he said, in most cases, we actually turn people away, that there's nothing to worry about. Get in early. If you get in early, there's medications you can use. If you're a little bit further along, laser treatment. And then, you know, if there's patches beginning to show, then it's the FUE, the follicular unit excision, which is, you know, transplanting the hair from the back to the front.
Well, that could never work. I can't imagine.
It does. Absolutely, it does. Here, I have a question for you. I don't know if you know about this, because there's always this myth that it comes down from the mum's side. So if the grandfather on the maternal side has a good head of hair, the chances are you're going to have it. Have you ever heard that? And is there any science behind that?
I think it skips a generation, allegedly. So
okay.
if your grandfather was bald, there's a good chance you're going to be bald.
Oh,
if your father was, there's less of a chance, I think.
There you are.
We need to check this.
Need to delve into it.
On that
do proper scientific research.
Yeah. Now, this is a wonderful text now next coming in to link our two items, this item and the previous one. As a jealous bald man, I wish the sheep shearing champion would get those smug hair guys in the headlock and relieve them of their offensive look.
Absolutely. We need to be put in our place.
You do need to put in your place. Exactly. Yeah. But you're hoping to keep your hair.
I sure am. Absolutely. Because, I mean, look, I don't have the middle-aged signs of on the top of my head, but I have other middle-aged signs such as an increasingly large belly and bits of psoriasis on various different parts of my body, including my head.
Right.
So I wouldn't like to lose. I wouldn't like to lose the hair, to be honest.
No, and you don't want to be too smug about it either.
No, I don't want to be too smug about it, because I don't want to wake up tomorrow and it's all fallen out.
It's all fallen out, which may happen.
So this is the last interview I'm doing about my
beautiful locks. Now listen, Jonathan, you're now the expert on this topic, so watch out. There'll be people asking you for advice and all kinds of
absolutely.
And did you touch on going grey as well? You didn't.
We didn't go into
thing.
That. No. There's a little bit beginning to appear in my head now, so that's but at 48 I think I'm doing all right, so I'll go with that. That's okay,
you'll go with that in the end. But let's list them again. Cillian Murphy, Brad Pitt, George Clooney, they're all listed as being in the smug hair club.
Yes, right? And Daniel Craig.
And you reckon their hair is real? There's nothing untoward.
Well, I don't know if it's very hard to tell if they've had treatment or anything like that. It's very hard to know, and I've no record of them ever talking about it. But
I mean, no, they wouldn't admit to it, would they?
I don't think they would.
It's very important for their image, isn't it, to maintain their hair. Very good, Jonathan. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Luke.
Discussing the Smug Hair Club.
Moncrief weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.